This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is calling for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Gaza war and opposes a major Israeli ground offensive in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
The United States has proposed an alternative draft United Nations Security Council resolution, according to the text seen by Reuters on Monday. It calls for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and opposes a major Israeli ground offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza. Washington has been averse to the word ceasefire in any UN action on the Israel-Hamas war. Israel plans to storm Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering, prompting international concern. The U.S. put forward the text after Algeria requested the council vote Tuesday on its draft resolution.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said on Monday after a meeting of the bloc's foreign ministers, 26 of the EU's 27 countries agreed to a statement warning against any attack on Rafah in southern Gaza.
To require an immediate humanitarian pause that would lead to a sustainable ceasefire, to the unconditional release of hostages, and to the provision of humanitarian assistance.
Borrell did not name the country that didn't vote for the ceasefire resolution, but diplomats had said earlier that Hungary blocked a similar statement. Borrell also said the European Union's moving closer to new sanctions against Moscow over its war in Ukraine. Israel's foreign minister says Brazil's president will not be welcome in Israel until he apologizes for comments he made comparing Israel's war in Gaza to the Holocaust. This is VOA News. The widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has vowed to continue his fight against the Kremlin and punish Vladimir Putin for her husband's death. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a video, fighting back tears, Yulia Navalnaya accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of killing her husband. We'll definitely find out who exactly and how exactly this crime was carried out. We'll name names and show faces. She also vowed to carry on her husband's fight. I'll continue the work of Alexei Navalny, continue to fight for our country, and I urge you to stand next to me. Navalnaya also slammed the authorities, saying they were refusing to hand over the body to Navalny's mother to cover up his alleged killing. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said he is willing to meet with House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson to discuss a funding bill for Ukraine's war against Russia, saying Republicans are making a mistake by opposing the aid package. The Senate, in a bipartisan vote earlier this month, passed a $95 billion aid package that includes funds for Ukraine. But Johnson so far has declined even to bring it up for a vote on the floor of the House, which Republicans control by a narrow margin. He has been demanding a meeting with Biden. Residents in Democratic Republic of Congo's city of Goma are depending on scant food supplies as a conflict in the country's east between the army and rebels has cut off supply routes. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Clashes in towns and villages around the provincial capital have escalated since the start of the year. As the M23 rebel group has seized territory, thousands have sought refuge in Goma. Around 135,000 have fled the town of Sake in the past week, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. They join hundreds of thousands displaced around Goma since 2022, due to the ongoing fighting. The UN agency has warned that the conflict, including indiscriminate bombing, risks exacerbating the strain on already limited resources to cater for the influx.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A tribal clash in Papua New Guinea's remote highlands, which more than 20 people were shot and killed on Sunday, has put a growing internal security problem under the microscope in the strategically vital South Pacific island nation that has garnered close military attention from the United States and China. Tribal warfare has a long history across the country and is becoming more lethal with an influx of illegal modern firearms. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.